The reading today is taken from Luke's Gospel, chapter 24, verse 13 to 31, and it can be found on the Church Bible, page 1061. That's Luke's Gospel, chapter 24, verse 13 to 31. On the road to Emmaus. Now that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them. But they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem and do not know the things that have happened there in these days?" "What things?" he asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But when we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel, and what is more, it is the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but they didn't find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who had said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it was just as the women had said, but him they did not see. He said to them, 'How foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Christ have to suffer these things and then enter his glory?' And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself. As they approached a village to which they were going, Jesus acted as if he were going further. But they urged him strongly, 'Stay with us, for it is nearly evening. The day is almost over.' So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Hilary. Now, when Fletcher's mum and I met a couple of weeks ago, she mentioned that Fletcher's sister, Liliella and Cameron, had watched the Paddington film over the summer holidays. Now, I've been away on holiday myself this week, and I actually watched the Paddington film, and I've absolutely fallen in love with it. But maybe many of us can remember when Paddington first appeared back in 1958. Can any of us remember that? It was actually as long ago as that. But interestingly, Paddington 2 will be coming to our cinemas in the next couple of weeks. Now, all the stories of Paddington tell of his adventures, which his first adventure, written about all those years ago, was about his journey from deep darkest Peru. And when we think of or maybe remember Paddington, we probably think or see a number of things. His old bush hat, which was the only thing he actually wore when Mr. and Mrs. Brown adopted him, but then they added the Wellington boots and the duffel coat too. His suitcase that had his most important papers in, including, I didn't realise this until recently, his scrapbook, where he wrote and recorded all of his adventures. And who can forget about his love of marmalade sandwiches? And also the label that said, "Please look after this bear, thank you." And it prompted Mr. and Mrs. Brown to adopt the bear, who they then named Paddington, because that's where they found him. Well, this all got me thinking and wondering about the fact that when we become or we choose to live as a Christian, it involves a journey, a lot like the ones Paddington enjoyed on his adventures. And I wonder whether from the things mentioned, but in particular his label, his scrapbook and the sandwiches, there's something for all of us to ponder as Fletcher has been baptised this morning and joins in with us on this journey too. You may be wondering what I might be thinking of or wondering, and also thinking, well, how does all this link to the reading about the two men walking on the Emmaus Road that Hilary read a few moments ago? Well, I wonder whether, firstly, the label saying, oh dear, no, please look after the bear, please look after this bear, thank you, is similar to the way in which the two people walking, they were talking as they were walking, and Jesus then came and joined them. I wonder whether this can help us understand a couple of things. Firstly, that Jesus walks with us in our journey. And also, I think it's interesting that it wasn't a story of just one person on the road who walked and met with Jesus, but it was two. And I wonder whether this is a way of seeing that the journey we all make is a journey with others. And with it, we need to be like Mr. and Mrs. Brown, who responded to the invitation to look after Paddington. But rather than look after Paddington, we need to look after Fletcher and Vicky and Wayne and Liliella and Cameron. We need to do that so that they can feel that they can belong here in church, whether it be at Sunday Morning Live or Sunday Morning Live with Messy Church. In other words, for all of us to bring to life the promises that we made earlier as Fletcher was baptised. And in addition to this, with Jesus walking and talking with the two men, I wonder whether this is one way of seeing prayer. Seeing that Jesus wants us to talk to him about all manner of things. Now, this week we started meeting together down in the meeting place, delving more into the Lord's Prayer. And I'm sure that many of us are familiar with that, and it can very much help us know and experience more about prayer. We'll be meeting again on the 4th of October, and these are some of the topics that we're going to be covering. So if you want to know more about joining in with that and experience what prayer is really about, do speak to me in the break, because the sessions are really very accessible and they're just absolutely brilliant. But maybe you're yet to experience what prayer is really about. Then I've actually brought with me today a couple of little booklets. There's one for children, one for adults, and then on the screen, there's also details. Doesn't like that slide, does it? There is also a downloadable app that then enables you each day to try praying. The idea being is that you try it for a fortnight. There are really helpful ideas of ways in which you can sense God in the everyday and think a little bit more about how you can bring your needs, your requests to God. Try it for a fortnight, see what happens, because certainly for me, I know that prayer makes a significant difference to my life. I wouldn't say I'm very good at it, but actually God is so honouring in the way in which he listens and responds to us. And also wonder whether Paddington's scrapbook, where all of his adventures were written down, can remind us of a book that Christians use to help us understand God's story, history. We heard in the reading this morning how Jesus interpreted things from the time of Moses to the then current day so that the disciples could understand who Jesus is. And we all need to find ways not to just help Fletcher know and understand the story of the Bible with things like the first Bible, and Fletcher will be getting one of those at the end, but for ways for each of us too, maybe using online resources like this one. that actually helps us to see the Bible, understand it better, be able to really delve into the text, so that we can be really confident about who this Jesus is and why he's important, and enabling us to find ways to know God better and how he'd like us to live in the way that will achieve true fulfillment and happiness that he longs for in the lives of everyone. But we can't talk about Paddington without a mention of the marmalade sandwiches. And as we, and particularly as we're going to be celebrating communion after the refreshments. Now, don't worry, I have not made marmalade sandwiches to give to everybody as part of the communion, and I'm very sorry about that. Maybe I should have done that based on the response that I've had from everyone. But it is worthwhile considering, just for a moment, that Paddington had marmalade sandwiches to provide sustenance for his adventures and the journey. And in a similar way, we can find sustenance for our Christian journey by remembering who Jesus is and what he did for us by giving his life for us on the cross. Giving his life so that we can be in a relationship forever with our Heavenly Father. So every time we come to the communion table to eat with Jesus, we are reminded of this love for us and the love he asks us to show others. So as Fletcher starts his journey of faith today, let us remember that this journey is not one made alone, but with others. That we are all part of his journey, and he is part of our journey. We're to journey in together, enabling each of us to feel a sense of belonging to God and belonging to each other. And in particular, helping each other experience more of God through talking to and with God, so that the happiness he longs for can be seen in every human being. As part of his baptism, Fletcher was given a candle to represent Jesus being able to be his light in the journey of life. And we're going to sing shortly a song that really typifies that. And let's maybe use that as a prayer together to ask God that he would shine through us. But talking of prayer, I'm now going to ask Judy to come and bring all of our prayers to God this morning.